Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and anarchists of all ages, welcome to the Dark Lord Lethra's United States of Anarchy podcast. Who am I? I'm the man without a plan, the Dark Lord himself, the Nightmare King, giving you unapologetic truths and hardcore facts. If you're looking for celebrity gossip and things that don't matter, please do not listen to this podcast. This podcast ain't for you. This podcast is for real topics and real situations, and occasionally we have fun over here. Don't like what I have to say? Two words. Don't listen. Boycott my podcast. Boycott my social media. Boycott anything that has my name attached to it. It's that simple, people. And you know my slogan. If you're offended, I meant it. Now, I know I said by next episode we would be doing a movie-by-movie, play-by-play of Harry Potter, the Harry Potter series, but I changed it, and in the next episode, we're going to do a movie-by-movie, play-by-play of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbits trilogy. But I'm sure you saw the title. I couldn't avoid talking about this, and honestly, I hate doing episodes like this. Two mass shootings, one in the state of Buffalo, New York, one in Texas. In Buffalo, 13 people shot, 10 died. In Texas, two teachers, 19 children dead, 22 people shot, including an elderly woman. We're gonna get into it, people. I'm really sick of doing these episodes, man. And we're back, so here we are again. Two more mass shootings within less than 3 weeks of each other. Let's talk about the first one that happened. Buffalo, New York, May 17th, 2022. The location, a shopping mall in Buffalo, in a predominantly black-owned neighborhood. The body count, 13 people shot, 10 dead, 3 injured. Everybody else traumatized. The shooter, his name is Peyton S. Genderon. He's not even from that community, ladies and gentlemen. He's from a smaller part in upstate New York. That's the sad part. Apparently, this was a white supremacist style attack. Mr. Peyton is a self-styled white supremacist. It was all over his social media. He was planning this attack for weeks. 18 years old. All over social media. He was in secret group chats where they talked about their white supremacy and how superior they are and what they want to do and what they don't want to do. It's a shame that it got to this. Wait, let me save that part for my final thoughts. As you guys know, that's how I do it. I get the facts first, then I get my opinions. I wish I was talking about, I know I'm not talking about this more enthusiastic because I'm really sick and tired of having to do these episodes. It's like, I'm really tired of doing episodes like this. I wish I was doing an episode more pleasant, but the energy is not pleasant. But anyway, I digress. One of the victims was an 82-year-old. She went to that store just to buy some groceries for her house. Let me give you a little backstory on that 82-year-old woman. She has a husband that lives in a home because, well, he's not doing too good. So they got him in a home for the elderly. And she goes to see him every day. Washes him up, takes care of him. So now her husband, that looks forward to seeing her every day, isn't gonna see her anymore. How do you like that? A 50-year-old man went to go buy his son a cake for his birthday. And no thanks to Mr. Payton, his son, every time it's his birthday, instead of it being a day of joy and celebration and presence, it's going to be a day of mourning. And those same white supremacists, people, are going to laugh and say, that's why you don't have a dad. Because of Mr. Payton. It's a shame that we are still having these conversations. Now here's another part of the story. One of the potential victims that was hiding in the store called 911, and the dispatcher hung up on her. She said the girl could not hear her. She couldn't hear the girl. I called BS. You know, I can't even call BS because maybe she couldn't hear her because the girl was so frightened. A mother was separated from her husband and her daughter because they were hiding in the store from this young man. Here's another fact. There was an individual who happened to be Caucasian in the store, and the young man pointed the gun at him and told him, I'm sorry, and passed him by. And this is the part that really scared me, that really should be found scary and sad. He live streamed what he was doing. What's even worse? He was brought in alive. Not a hair out of place. No baton, no taser, no mace. He was brought in alive. Now, where have you heard this story? Sounds like what happened in the church. Certain historically black church. Remember that? This reminds me of that. Now here's what Mr. Payton had to say for himself. He said it was because of COVID why he carried out the shooting. Really now? Just thinking about this infuriates me. 10 elderly people who did nothing but just go to the store. Got killed. Children were traumatized. And now, funerals that could have been avoided. The security guard that worked at that grocery store was a retired police officer that was just doing that to make a little ends meet. And gets gunned down like that. Where's the Blue Lives Matter? Why weren't they rallying behind this man? One of yours got killed. I can't help but notice the silence, but I'm gonna talk about that in my final thoughts. And we're back, so we are talking about the two mass shootings that recently happened within less than a month of each other. But before I get into the second mass shooting, there's something I forgot to mention about the Buffalo shooting. Apparently that community had been waiting years to get that supermarket. And now, because of this shooting, they won't have another supermarket. So the question I ask, did he do this purely because of hate? Or was it more than just white supremacy? Did he want to cripple that community? Because that community was becoming self-contained. That's the question I wanted to ask Mr. Ramos. Mr. Payton. But now that I've talked about that, Let's get into the sex. The second mass shooting, which is even more gut-wrenching. The location, an elementary school. 21 people shot, including 19 children dead, two adults. The shooter's name, Salvador Ramos. He did this right before, right after he shot his elderly grandmother in the head, and she's still in the hospital fighting, clinging to life. Now, quick backstory on Mr. Ramos. Apparently, he was a bit of a loner, like myself. Word is that he was bullied. And some people are saying that he was strongly influenced by a video game, Call of Duty. Well, the 90s rhetoric comes back. But anyway. Moving on. Apparently he moved out of his mother and stepfather's house because they were on him about his grades. And got into it with his grandmother because they found out he was a graduate. Some people, if you're not graduating high school, it's like, okay, it's 1 year, next year, whatever the case is. For others, yeah, they'll break you over the coals for not graduating. I would know. But moving on. To make a long story longer. Apparently, a year prior to this shooting, he begged his older sister to buy him a gun. But she kept telling him no. Just like Mr. Payton, whose parents actually bought him a gun. He was stockpiling guns. Mr. Ramos bought 300 rounds of ammunition along with his assault rifle, and he slaughtered 19 children, two adults. Now here's the part that's mind-boggling to me. The security guard that was supposed to make sure the door was closed, nowhere to be found. And here's what's even. This is the part that's upsetting. The police were called, and they refused to go into the building. They did not go into the building because they told that they had to follow protocol and made a bunch of excuses. Well, rumor has it that most of the officers that came up to the school, the only reason they came running is because their child was in attendance of the school. Attended that school. One of the teachers that died, she and her husband had been together since they were kids. And the husband went to visit the school, the site of where his wife's life was taken from her. And he had a heart attack and died. The poor man died of a broken heart. So now those children have to make two funeral arrangements for their parents. Sad, isn't it? Fortunately, the shooter was dealt with, as he should have been, unlike Mr. Payton. So now that he's dead, all we have now are the whys and the what ifs and the how come. When we come back, get into the part that everybody looks forward to when this happens. And we're back. So we are talking about the two mass shootings. Buffalo, New York, and Texas. Now, this is the part of the story that we all look forward to. The deep discussion, no repercussions part. What do you mean by deep discussions, no repercussions? Basically, the topic that always comes up every time there's a mass shooting, whether it be in a mall, a school, a shopping mall, a supermarket, sorry, a movie theater, a parade, or anywhere where people get hurt. What is the one thing that comes up? Gun control. And there's always some excuse. Deep discussion. Now, does change come? No. There's always some bullshit that happens. It's always some kind of law enforcement that's making excuse. So, the reason why I bring this part of the story up, because state representative for Texas, that lovely guy, Ted Cruz, he was confronted by a reporter and asked about the shooting. And when asked, they thought about gun control, and he started saying, no, we don't need gun control, we don't need to do that. And he was confronted on multiple occasions. And honestly speaking, that's what should be happening. We need to put our foot on the necks of our law, of the people who make the laws, because our taxes pay their salaries. So they work for us. We don't work for them. We need to remember that. So everyone is talking about what should have happened, what could have happened, but yet change, nothing happens. We're just gonna forget until the next one happens. Saturday. When we come back, people, I'm going to give my final thoughts, and you might want to pay attention to this one, because it's going to be a real good one. And we're back, so here are my final thoughts. In advance, if you are offended, I meant it. So with that being said, shall we begin? 34. That number should be significant. The reason why the number should be significant to you and everyone here listening to this, because when you add up the victims of the Buffalo shooting and the victims of the Texas shooting, it was 30 people that were shot, unprovoked, defenseless. Sandy Hook, Columbine, Colorado, movie theater, and now this. How many more mass shootings are we gonna have before we actually make some change to make sure this does not happen again? You know what I find amazing? I find it amazing that at 18 years old, I can't rent a car, I can't lease my own apartment, I still can't sign paperwork at the doctor's for myself. I'm still on my parents' health insurance. But at 18 years old, I can't go into a bar and legally drink. But I can legally go buy a assault rifle. It saddens and amazes me that in America, the country that's supposed to be the greatest country on earth, it's easier for people to get guns than to get citizenship. Did you know that? It's easier for people to get a gun than to get into college. Did you know that? It's easier for people to get their hands on guns and ammunition than it is for them to get a business loan. It's easier for people to get a gun than to find an apartment that's affordable. That is sad on so many levels. You know what's even worse, even sadder? The NRA, not even a week after the shooting in Texas, had a convention in the same state where this went down. Now, this is for you, NRA, National Rifle Association, possibly one of the most racist organizations in this country that people still running behind. This is for you. I love how you guys tout the Second Amendment every chance you get. But when things like this happen, you stay silent. Philando Castile, he was a legal gun owner, and he was shot 7 times in front of his daughter and his wife-to-be, and he was a school teacher, and y'all didn't say a motherfucking thing. Sorry for cursing. I apologize. You same NRA, if you had any class and any real respect for the people who lost their lives, for the children that lost their lives, sorry, you had canceled that convention and reconvened at another date. But no, your precious Second Amendment is so near and dear to you. And these politicians who you got on a, who are puppets on a damn string, are too scared to say anything to y'all. And Ted Cruz, if there's blood on Ramos's hands, there's blood on yours too. There's blood on your hands too. And those reporters that ran down on you and cursed you out, I commend them. And that's what we need to start doing. We need to start cursing out these so-called politicians. Because they're not thinking about the, what's good to the people. They're thinking about what's good enough for their pockets. So how many kids, how many of our elderly, how many of our law-abiding citizens are going to keep getting buried before y'all do something about it? I'd love to know the answer. I'd love to know. But when people of color, i.e. black people, decide that we want to exercise our Second Amendment, oh no, can't do that. Whoa, 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 what are you guys doing? What are you up to? Right? There was a mass shooting at a train station not far from where I live in New York. Thank God nobody I know got hurt. But it could have been 10 times worse. But no one's talking about that. And this part is for Facebook. I love how Facebook had the filter that says, support Ukraine. We stand by Ukraine. We stand by France. Where was the filter that said we stand by Buffalo? I'm waiting to see if they're going to do with a we stand with Texas filter. I'm waiting for that. It's embarrassing and surprising as well as upsetting to see that on news reports. When you watch the news, they're talking more about Johnny Depp and that Amber Girl, their defamation, their case, their court case, is being televised more than what happened in Buffalo and what happened in Texas. It amazes me that they're talking more about the Kardashians in mainstream media than what's happening in our community, consistently happening. It amazes me that an unarmed person or a legal gun owner, if they happen to be a person of color, can get gunned down, judge, jury, and executioner, and executed. People can go into their homes and shoot them while eating ice cream, or get shot being sitting in the backyard of your own home that you pay taxes for. People can yank you off of a bed, off of a hospital bed, because the documents on your paperwork says you weren't a born American citizen. But a mass murderer can sit on Facebook for weeks on end and talk about how he's going to kill people. And that same law enforcement doesn't do a motherfucking thing until something happens. And those officers that could have saved those kids and put a stop to what happened at that school that didn't go into that building, You're a disgrace to that uniform. You're a disgrace. To hell with you. And I can't help but notice that Blue Lives Matter conveniently went away. One of yours got killed in Buffalo, even though he retired. What happened to Blue Lives Matter? Oh, that's right. So, my question to you, society, are we going to wait for the next one to happen? Not even society, politicians. Are you going to wait for the next one to happen? But wait, I know how you guys operate. The same way you treated gang violence. It was okay when it was happening in Compton, in Southern California, in Little Rock, Arkansas, Southside Chicago, in Brooklyn, the whole of New York. It was okay when it was happening there because you didn't have to see it. So you could pretend it, you could stick your head in the sand and pretend that it doesn't exist. But when the gang violence came to your neighborhoods, that's when you were ready to do something about it. So what you gonna do? Wait for another mass shooting to happen on your doorstep before you're ready to act? I'm pretty sure. And this is the, I hate I have to say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I'm pretty sure if majority of these mass shooters were black and Latino, gun laws would have been passed immediately. But yet it's our children, it's our elderly who are paying the price. How many funerals are going to happen this summer? 34? 94? 104? Due to gun violence. I would like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. So what's it going to be, politicians? Are you guys going to step up or step off? Because we're going to remember, those of us who are paying attention are going to remember when you're up for election. If left up to me, I drag every last one of you out of Congress right now. Get rid of you. Clean house. And as for you, NRA, just remember, your chickens will come home to roost. Interpret that however you want to interpret it. So I'm going to end this episode here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry for the profanity. I'm sorry I was got up so upset, but just older people and kids got killed. If you're not upset, if you're not as upset as I am, something's wrong. Tune in to my next episode where we have our roundtable discussion. And we will be talking about Lord of the Rings, as well as The Hobbit. Until then, rage against the machine. Stand for truth and justice. Just remember, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And silence is compliance. Silence is compliance. The ballad or the bullet? The ballad or the bullet? Until next time, love, peace, and chicken grease. Deuces.